In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Glad to be with you today. Oh, it's so hot out. And I am in the radio room, and it's a hot, hot place right now. I have a cold pack on my head because I don't want to faint. It is so hot in the radio room. But you know what? I am to preach the gospel in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. I'm telling you today that you are loved by God with an everlasting love, and He will not deny you. He loves you. He has plans for you. You say, how does He have plans for me? Because He has plans for you. I heard the witness of a Muslim who used to be a Muslim, that Jesus came into his room and he knew it was Jesus, and he changed his life and filled his heart with the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, God is the same. He is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Do you need healing? Well, then I'm telling you, healing is available. I'm reading the letter that I'm going to send out next week to people who are on our mailing list. Dear child of God, that's who you are through the blood of Jesus. You are a child of God through the blood of the Lamb. On September 15th, I will celebrate my 39th anniversary as a priest of Jesus Christ in the Roman Catholic Church. That's right, the 15th of September, 39 years. Where did the time go? The Lord gave me a share in His priesthood. Yes, He did. When I celebrated my first Mass, the intention of my first Mass was the spread of the gospel. 50 years ago, in 1968, the Lord baptized me in the Holy Spirit as I sat before the Blessed Sacrament. From that day on, He gave me a burning desire to preach His life-changing word. Yes, the word of God is not bound. It is not chained. It is the word that flows from the throne of God. Little did I know that God the Father would place in my DNA a missionary spirit to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world via the social media. The church, by its very nature, is missionary. Yes, it is. The gospel is too good to be pronounced and proclaimed just in one place. Jesus said, go into the world and proclaim the gospel. Through in season and out of season, I know I have the privilege to do just that, to go into the world. People hearing, my friends that are painters are hearing me today. Stay cool, keep drinking water so that you will not get sick. I received many encouraging notes from listeners. One writes, Father Tom, thank you for your prayers. They are so powerful, and you are so precious to the Lord. You prayed for me in 2013 when there was no hope for me, fourth stage cancer. Here I am 5 years later, and the Lord is still holding my hand. Another, in season and out of season, has been blessing me for over 30 years. God used you as a bridge to bring me back to the Catholic Church, and I thank you. Hallelujah. Another writes, Father, sometimes when listening to In Season and Out of Season, I shed tears because your message of truth, it is rare to find boldly proclaiming the gospel, and it is a balm to my soul. I know the road you chose must be fraught with many challenges and heartaches, but you do it all for the love of Christ. Yet, another writes, Father, you are in my prayers. Thank you for being a true picture of faith, hope, and love. Your teachings will always be with me, especially during difficult times. Well, at this time, the Catholic Church is facing difficult times amid many more allegations of sexual abuse. This is a failing of humans. It is not a failing of our faith. What was done to these young people was evil, no less than evil. These victims have experienced cruel behavior by the very individuals who should have had the greatest interest in protecting them. Instead of protecting them, they exploited them. Many people will use this as an excuse to leave the church. This is not the time to abandon the Lord or the church. Please do not stop giving to God. He alone is worthy. It is a time to press in during these difficult times. God's word is more in demand than ever during these difficult times. I urge you to keep your eyes on Jesus. He will sustain you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He will sustain you and he will make you prosper. Trust Jesus more. No matter what happens, he alone will be the guiding light and our lasting peace. Remember, the darker it gets, the more God's people shine as bright stars in this crooked and perverse generation. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Trust him like never before. At this time, we are $7,500 short for July's bills, and this week the August bills will be arriving. I'm sure that the Lord will provide as he has always for the last 34 years, but his provision comes through his faithful people who stand by this Catholic evangelical radio outreach. Please seek the Lord as to how he wants you to help. I am grateful for all you have done in the past, amen. And know it will be the work, and know it will all work out by his grace, amen. If you have unfortunately been affected by our need to remove in season from stations in New Mexico and North Carolina, please know my broadcasts and videos are available to you 24/7 at www.inseason.net. And so that is the letter that is going out to people that are on our mailing list. Yes, I'm grateful that people tell me what happens because it encourages me to keep on going, even when I'm in a room today of 108 degrees, I'm sure. I have this wet cloth on my head so I won't get sick. But you know what? The Lord wants me to preach today and let you know that he loves you and let you know that he has a plan for you and let you know that God himself is in the healing ministry. God himself is in the healing of people getting sick so that they can be healed through the blood of Jesus. 2 Timothy 3. You must understand this. That in the last days, that's today, distressing times will come, for people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy. It sounds like we're living in the days today. Inhuman, implacable, slanders, profligates, brutes, haters of good, and treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to the outward form of godliness but denying its power. How many people hold to the outward form of godliness but deny its power? The Holy Spirit is for us to do the power of God, to heal the sick, to cast out demons, and even to wake up the dead. Haven't done that yet, but I believe Jesus said go out and do that, and I believe that's what he meant. Avoid them, for among them are those who make their way into households and captivate silly women, overwhelmed in their sins and swayed by all kinds of desires, who are always being instructed and can never arrive at a knowledge of the truth. as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these people of corrupt mind and counter faith also oppose the truth, but they will not make much progress, because as in the case of those two men, their folly will become plain to everyone. Don't be like the world. Don't be like the world. If you have a mother or father, honor them. Honor your father and mother. You say, but they were so imperfect. Hey, listen, I'm so imperfect. I'm so imperfect. Honor me. I'm imperfect. I need Jesus. My parents were imperfect. They did the best they could. Honor my parents, yes. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. Paul's charge to Timothy. Now you have observed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life. What was Paul's aim in life? To proclaim the gospel so that people would believe. He started with the Jews and then went to the Gentiles. My faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions, my suffering, the things that happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, Lystra. What persecutions I endured, yet the Lord rescued me from them all. Indeed, all who want to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Yes, it's a promise. It's a promise. We remember what Jesus said to the apostles when they said, what's in it for us? And Jesus said, those who leave mother, father, sister, brother, homes and lands, who get more mothers, sisters, brothers, homes and lands in this world, and persecutions. Let all who live a godly life in Christ Jesus know that they will be persecuted. But wicked people and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving others and being deceived. That's why the gospel has to be preached. That's why the blood has to be proclaimed. That's why we have to keep our eyes on Jesus during this difficult time in the church. It is a difficult time in the church, but you know what? The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Who said that? Jesus Christ the Lord. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from you who learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith. What sacred writings? The Old Testament. Which are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture is inspired by God. What I'm reading from the Bible, it's inspired by God. It's breathed by God. And it's useful for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. Do you know that the Word of God is not chained? Do you know that God has a plan for you? Do you know that God's reaching out to you today through the Holy Spirit? Like, do you know that? Are you aware that God has plans for you? You say, I'm not that important. I tell you, he thought of you when he was dying on the cross. The Bible says, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. All men unto myself. All women, too, to myself. Chapter 4 of 2 Timothy. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, Timothy, Father Tom, proclaim the gospel. Be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable, whether it's in season or out of season. Convince, rebuke, encourage, and have most patience in teaching. For the time is coming when men and women will not put up with sound doctrine, but have itching ears. You have itching ears, so you want to hear something new. I've got nothing new to tell you, other than that every day the blood of Jesus is new. Every day the Word of God is new. Every day Jesus Christ wants to do something wonderful for you. Oh, every day, every day. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires. That's right. We have people going into the Eastern religions. We have people going into Muslim religion. There's nothing there. Only Jesus can fill your heart. There's nothing there. Only Jesus can heal you. There's nothing there. Only Jesus can bless you. Only Jesus. And we'll turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. So as for you, always be sober, endure suffering. What kind of suffering? Persecution. Do the work of an evangelist. Oh yes, do the work of an evangelist. An evangelist leads people to Jesus Christ. Carry out your ministry fully. As for me, I am already being poured out like a libation, a drink offering. And the time of my departure has come, but he's going to die. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me. Oh, yes. Paul got that crown of righteousness. And everyone who lives for Jesus will get that crown of righteousness. The righteous judge will give me on that day, and not only for me, but also to all who have longed for his appearance. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. We long for your appearance. We long that you would come quickly. We are in such need. Come with the Holy Spirit and finally come in the resurrected body on the clouds with the angels and with the saints. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. But before you come, let there be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Let there be a spiritual renewal in every church. Come, Lord Jesus. Do your best to come to me soon. For Demas, in love with this present world, oh, this world has nothing to offer me, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crestens has gone to Galatia, thus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with me, for he is useful in my ministry. Mark, the one who wrote the Gospels. I have sent Tychius in Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left in Carpus at Troas, also the parchments, and above the books, and also the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. The Lord will pay him back for his deeds. You also must beware of him, for he strongly opposed the message of the gospel. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood by me, amen, and gave me strength, amen. God is giving you strength today to believe and strengthen your body. God has given you that so that through me the message of the gospel might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. That's us. The gospel was first to the Jew and then to the Gentiles. And that's what Paul did. He would go to the synagogue first and then he would go to the Gentiles after he was rejected. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord rescued him from the devil. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and save me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever and ever. Amen. Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus, Erastus. Remain in Corinth. I left ill in Miletus, but do your best to come before winter. Do your best to come before winter. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. I tell you, that grace is so necessary. We are saved by grace alone. Grace through faith, producing good works. We are not saved by our good works. We are saved by grace alone. Grace alone. Sola gratia. the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that pours forth from the cross, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that pours forth from the cross to you today, so that you would believe. You might be having a hard time today. You might just be so discouraged. Turn to Jesus. He will take you and he will lift your discouragement. He will fill you with his Holy Spirit. He will do things for you that only he can do for you. Do you know that today? You're loved. You're loved with an eternal love. And not only are you loved, but he shows his love by dying on the cross and absorbing every sin and bringing to himself every person. He said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. He's drawing you to himself today. I ask you to be a worker approved by God. I ask you to share the gospel with people. Oh, it's so simple. How do you do that? I'm going to show you a way. I'm not saying it's the way. I'm showing you a way. You go to Revelation 3:20. The Lord is knocking on the door of your heart. He will come in if you invite him to come in. So we say, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Be my Lord and my Savior. I repent of my sins. That simple little prayer can bring many to Christ, many to Jesus. Are you aware that prayer is so important? Are you aware that you are loved with an everlasting love? Are you aware that God has plans for you? I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord, when you seek me with all of your heart. Are you seeking Jesus today? Or are you just seeking healing? Oh, I seek Jesus, who is the healer. Oh, yes. I seek Jesus, who is the healer. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. You have to know the promises before you may become worthy of them. You have to read the scripture. to find out what the promises are. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. That's one promise. That's one promise. Go into the whole world and lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. That's another promise. I am the bread of life. He who eats me will never die. That's another promise. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. That's another promise. Oh, there are so many promises, so many promises. Oh, you see, in 2 Timothy, we see Timothy was discouraged, and Paul wrote to him that he would remember when the hands of the bishops were laid upon his head, and that there was a prophetic word for him to go out and to proclaim the word of God. Timothy was discouraged. Maybe you're discouraged today. Turn to Jesus. He will lift your discouragement. Discouraged means to take heart out of. So today we turn to Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord who died on the cross for you, the Lord who rose from the dead for you, the Lord who sends the Holy Spirit to you, the Lord who will come again in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. Come, Lord Jesus, and may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.